Now, where should we begin?
All I have is a good radio voice.
Maybe before the next show, you could practice a few words. You kind of had just a little bit of trouble.
Don't worry about it. No one cares about that, honestly.
They're talking about on the radio.
No time to give up hope. Just keep going.
Time. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, DJ!
Here we go!
Mixed Mornings with John and Justin.
Starts now.
Mix 105.1.
It is Tuesday. Good morning, Full Strength. We are all here. Myself, John, Justin, Jackson. Missed you guys yesterday. Get in here, group hug. Let me squeeze it tight.
I didn't like that.
Doug,
did you sniff my hair?
Just wanted to smell. I missed your scent yesterday,
right.
So it's nice to be back with you.
Get out of here.
Sense. I had to move Jackson's scented tire that he had over there out of the room. It was a little vanilla-y in here this morning.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that Mark Miller Subaru came in and gave me a bunch of dog toys. One of them is vanilla scented.
Oh, in this tiny studio that we're in, too.
Like, wow.
Yeah. It's pungent.
So I put it in that tiny room next to us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So wait till you go in there.
What up, guys? How are you?
No, we're good. We survived yesterday. We didn't light the place on fire.
Love
we survived.
We had some childcare issues, so I had to stay home and make sure the kids got to school. So I got to do the morning routine, which is crazy because we were just talking the other day with Monroe about what the morning routine is like.
And how was your takeaway?
Nailed it.
Do your kids feel like it's a Saturday since you were there?
In fact, Liam woke me up at 5 saying, like, Daddy, you forgot to go to work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, Dad's going to sleep in.
It's like, oh, it's
get out of here, Liam.
And then Ella walked in and she said, is today Sunday? I'm like, no, you guys have to go to school. But I think since I'm never home in the morning, it was such a treat. They were on their best behavior.
I was going to say, it's different when Dad's at home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, day in, day out, though, they would give you the business.
And the reason why Jen had to be in work extra early. And so she was gone, and I was texting her like, oh, this is the easiest thing in the world. Just really, you know.
Just rub that in.
Yeah, completely. Every single moment of it. Justin, how are you?
I'm great.
I walked in this morning. Justin has an office, and one of his walls is glass, but he has now covered it up with, like, a banner roll.
Yeah.
Think of it like his newspaper.
I would like to thank Sarah from Promotions.
Are you changing in your office now? What's the purpose of it?
Much like your cubicle.
Yes.
When one has a glass wall, people just tend to walk on in all the time.
Got it.
And then it adds hours to the day. Yeah. I got more done yesterday by hiding than I did the entire last week. It was fantastic.
Okay.
I'm just worried about it turning into a Matt Lauer situation.
That's what I was thinking when I saw it.
You know, that's what I'm real concerned about.
I'm installing a lock.
He got a lock installed that he can control from his desk.
Under my desk. Yes, that's the next thing.
Gross.
Jackson, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Trivia was okay?
Trivia was, no, nothing to report.
All right, perfect. Hey, Jackson actually suggested this. Us doing some icebreaker questions to kick off the show each day to kind of help out. Maybe someone's new to the show, or maybe you're new to the podcast.
Do you have some icebreaker questions?
Oh.
Why did
this
I
right
ask?
Here?
See, that was the set and spike.
What is one article of clothing that someone could wear that would make you walk out on a date with them? So you show up and you're like, all right, I'm ready to date this person, and you see them, and you're like, nope, and you turn around and you just bail right then and there.
Well, this is Jackson speaking.
Yeah, Jackson.
Justin's going to have to think about this one for a second, so I'm just going to jump in here. We all have our standards, and it turns out mine are incredibly low because the most recent date that I went on, this person showed up wearing sweatshorts and a tie-dye t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's had put in no effort whatsoever, and I still stuck around.
Wow, did you really?
Yes, because because here's the thing. I get a lot of crap around this office saying that I don't put in enough effort to dating.
Right.
And so I try, and this is what I get.
Yeah, no, I get it. Why even bother?
Yeah. So anyway, it did not work out, but I didn't, like, bail on the date.
Justin?
Mine would kind of have to be a lot like Jackson because I'm thinking, I'm like, what would I not show up for? What would I turn around?
Yeah.
I'm pretty lax, but it's like with you and I, we always talk about sweatpants.
Yep.
Not really a fan.
No, sweatpants means you gave up.
I mean, so if you're going into it and sweatpants are already on,
you're going to bail.
It's not going to, go downhill from that.
I'm the person who wears the stuff that would make you walk away from a date.
That's you.
Covered in food.
Yeah, first of all, there will be a stain somewhere on my shirt. Just know that that will be a part of what I bring to the table.
See, and I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be okay?
Because I'd be like, ah, it happens to me too.
As your eyes gradually go lower, you'll then notice the shorts that I wear are still the cargo pants that I bought back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Cargo or corduroy, I like both of the seats.
Like, that's a man that knows how to party. He can carry everything.
So John's going to dress up like a dad.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to have the sandals on. And could it be socks with the sandals? I don't know. What's the weather like? Are my toes cold? Because it could happen.
So it happens too in the car. Like when the foot air conditioner blows on your feet too much, your feet get cold.
No,
I get it.
That's why you got to wear the socks with the sandals.
Right.
Yeah. Shelby says, don't look at me like that, Jackson. Shelby says, a sweater tied around their neck like a scarf.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Like, oh, buffet.
Very 80s prep.
Yeah.
Yeah, very 80s prep.
I might bring that look back.
Yeah, I'm going to pop the collar on my next shirt.
Yes, exactly.
Sexy.
Amanda from Salt Lake says, any guy wearing cartoon shirts, she would just walk out on.
Yeah.
Wait, we're talking like superheroes and everything, or just cartoons?
She just said cartoon shirts, so I don't know if that means like a Scooby-Doo shirt.
Rugrats.
Rugrats. Maybe a Britney Spears cartoon shirt that one person's wearing here in the studio.
Excuse me.
Or a Golden Girls shirt, or maybe just like a pub.
Pal, first of all, it's not a cartoon. Britney Spears is a real person. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Okay, allegedly.
Well, I think we found the problem in his dating life.
That he's wearing cartoon shirts.
It's the shirt, Jackson.
Amanda, thank you for letting us.
Thank you,
the
Amanda.
Yes. Y'all haters.
Justin, let's do the show, Bizby.
So it was announced yesterday afternoon, James Corden's going to be hosting a brand new talent show. That it's going to be called The World's Best. And the judges are going to be Drew Barrymore, RuPaul, and Faith Hill. I guess this is going to be the their answer to like America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of what I'm getting, because they're saying that it's a show that will feature, you know, singing, dancing, and performing and other amazing feats.
Sideshows.
Talent show.
What do you think?
It's just a general talent show. What an interesting group of judges.
That's why I was like, okay, I was curious to talk to you two, because I'm like, what an interesting group of characters right there.
I love the Drew Barrymore and the RuPaul.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if Faith Hill is
is an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Who knows, though? She might just have an award-winning personality.
Can I tell you, from someone who did 10 years of country morning radio...
Nah.
We've done interviews with Faith Hill.
We've tried to have fun with her, and she never...
She's a little stiffer.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be the mean one. Maybe she'll be Simon Cowell.
Yeah, maybe so.
I always thought maybe Drew Barrymore might play that role.
Nah, Drew Barrymore's going to be Paula Abdul.
Drew will be great.
Drew's great.
I love her. Yeah.
She's just there to have a good time. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to watch.
Okay.
We'll see what we think.
Mm-hmm.
We'll maybe tear it apart the next morning.
Can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be good stuff. Last night, Dancing with the Stars, Facts of Life star Nancy McKinnon went home. I mean, we don't watch. I just report the next day. Now we're up to speed on everything we need to know, Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Thank you. If you are watching it and you have anything to add, please do text us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Fox is going to be giving Nick Cannon a weekly late night show. So Fox up to a lot of stuff this last week. They got shows coming out their pockets left and right. And so
does
Nick
anyone
Cannon,
care what Nick Cannon thinks anymore?
No, they don't. I don't.
You know, he hosted America's Got Talent for a long time.
Yeah, he did.
He's really good.
He's funny. I saw him at Wise Guys a few years ago. It might be a good show.
You think it's because it'll be different than the other ones?
I gotta tell you, though, there's so many talk shows. I try to, you know, every morning find out what happened the night before. And just going through the late night talk shows that are now on cable, basic cable.
It's too many.
There's so many.
Right. Maybe that's more my attitude on this, to where it's like, oh, there's another one now.
I mean, look at even Conan O'Brien. They've cut his show from an hour to a half hour.
Yep, just because it's crowded.
Because it's so crowded. They're like, you know, we'll just put the best stuff, give it a half hour. Off you go.
And Post Malone has joined the cast of Mark Wahlberg's new Netflix movie, Wonderland. You know what? He got the haircut.
Is that what did it?
They cast him. He cut all that off. You know, he's got a new look, and now look at you.
He cut
Mark
off
Wahlberg.
Those white people dreads, yes. And now he's really moving on up in the world.
Now he's a movie star, so it worked out for him. Respect. That is the show of his beat.
All right, thanks, Justin. I need some sexy party music. There it is.
What kind of party are you having?
Don't you worry about it.
Also, how is this sexy?
It's my sexy party music right here.
Yeah, it's very Austin Power.
This is not Austin Powers.
This is a song that Stewie always used to play when he was trying to have a sexy party.
Gotcha.
All right, a new survey by Plenty of Fish reveals that 52% of people will not date someone who uses cheesy pickup lines. Boo.
Yeah. It's the truth, though.
22% of people have used a cheesy pickup line. 61% of people say humor is an important quality in a mate. And 51% of people say good conversation is an important quality in a mate. But it also lists some of the best, worst pickup lines right here that I thought we could go over. And if you have any of your own, please text us, 844-649-1051.
I can't think of a clean one right now. I'm like racking my brain, and I'm like, why can I only think of these ones?
I heard one last night. I was watching Friends, as Jen and I do. We're binge-watching it. And Phoebe had a great one. Someone was like, oh, Phoebe, that's a nice name. She's like, oh, you should hear how great it goes along with my number.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. If you like my name, you should hear my phone number.
Yeah, that's smooth right there.
Yeah.
All right, the worst of the worst pickup lines at 35%. Hey, girl. How badly did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
Hi, I'm John. No? I like that one?
It's worse when you say it.
Why is it worse?
I don't know. Stop being so creepy.
Hey, girl. Did you just come out of the oven? Because you're hot.
Oh, I love that.
Hi, I'm John. Yeah? No? I even do like the soft handshake. I even like do the reach forward. Oh, here you go. Hi, I'm Microsoft. Can I crash at yours tonight?
Oh, good one.
Come on.
That one's very millennial.
That's a good one.
that's a good one. Ooh. Hey, girl. The sky must be missing a few stars tonight because there's a sparkle in your eye.
Uh-huh. Ew.
None of these are working on you, huh?
If anyone said anything like that to me, I'd hit them so hard.
Tanya sent one. Hey, girl. There's something wrong with your lips. They're not touching mine. Uh-huh. Hi, I'm John.
Call the police. I got a creep.
Hey, you want one more?
Yeah, I do. I'm writing all these down.
Yeah, listen.
Just file them away.
This will help you. Yeah.
Use them later.
Oh, here's another text one we got first. Hey, girl. Are you Ariel? Because I want to be part of your world.
Oh.
Hey, girl. Are you related to Jean-Claude Van Damme? Because, damn, you're sexy. Hi, I'm John. Now?
Nah. No. You could have ended with a way better one.
No, I love that one.
I'm disappointed in you.
Really? Oh, I got more. You want more?
One more. It better be better than Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You got to leave on the
high
note.
I thought that was a great one. Hey, girl.
Okay.
Aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living? Hi, I'm John.
That's it?
I thought there was another line coming after that.
Yeah. A punchline. Hey, that's just you being scary.
It's just three dudes sitting in a room while John's talking like that, too. That's not weird, is it?
No. Stop sniffing me.
Stop it. Hey, girl. Do you know CPR? Because you've just taken my breath away. Hi, I'm John.
All right, I'll allow it.
All right, fine.
That's whatever. Enough. You're done.
Airing your dirty laundry goes so much better over the radio.
Settling your differences one Monday at a time with Mediation Monday.
Hey, Molly.
Hi.
So, welcome to Mediation Monday. Who exactly have you been kind of going the rounds with?
Well, this is about an issue with my husband. I've been married to Raymond for 13 years now, and I listen to you guys every morning while I bring the kids to school.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
So, we have maybe a little bit of a family problem maybe you can help us with.
Yeah. With the kids, first of all, how many kids do you have?
We have three.
Three kids. Is it a problem, like a parenting issue?
Kind of. It's more about the house, I'd say.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, like I said, we've been married for 13 years, and we dated for 3 years before that. And I'd kind of like to have some help cleaning the house because I've never seen him wash a dish in all those years, and he went right from his mom's house to marrying me, so he may never have washed a dish in his life.
I get that.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I've seen that a lot of times to where, especially here in Utah, they go from living at home
right
to married because everybody gets married so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
To where, yeah, they've always had somebody take care of them.
And has it just kind of been your, quote, duty in the house? Is that the idea? And he just kind of expects you to do it?
Yeah, we've thought about it, over the years. It's just ridiculous, and I'm hoping you guys can help.
Yeah, I mean, we can absolutely try. I think we can do it on twofold. One, let's get your husband Raymond's phone number from you, and we'll call him up and we'll kind of talk to him and get his side of everything. And then number two, of course, we want to take your text messages with ideas. We do have your husband Raymond on. He's agreed to be on. Hey, Raymond.
Hey.
So you kind of heard what we're talking about. Obviously, your wife Molly is on right now. We're trying to just trying to get both sides of the story. And, of course, we're going to take text messages as well. So what's the deal? You just don't do the dishes?
I mean, no, I don't. But it's because I work, 50-plus hours a week. It's carpentry. It's labor. So I always get back, and I'm really tired. And, the agreement is kind of she's the homemaker. And so it seems like dishes fall under that umbrella of a homemaker. And I don't understand why I work all day at my job, making sure that I can pay the bills, and I come back and her job isn't done.
Molly, have you heard this before from Raymond?
Yep, every time. And I've told him before that it's not that I'm not working all day. Just because I stay at home, I don't get to leave work at the end of the day. I'm on call 24 hours, and, there's more than that amount of work to do in the house.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get some of the housework done, too, though. I mean, whenever something breaks or, I got to go out and shovel the snow, I take care of those types of things. So I don't understand why those aren't enough house duties.
Well, that comes up, not that often, really. And it just would be nice to share some of the responsibility for the everyday stuff.
Could you imagine if one day, Molly was gone picking up the kids, she came home and Raymond had, done the dishes?
The look on her face.
She's so happy.
it'd be the craziest thing ever. So, Raymond, you feel like you guys have agreed on splitting the duties. You've got one half of it. You're going to be the guy who you're going to bring home the bacon. You're going to make sure the house is kind of kept together and nothing's breaking.
Yard work is done.
Most houses, though, they don't really, I guess. Do you have, rules of where I do this and you do that? Isn't it really, just all hands on deck?
Yeah, at our house?
It is for mine.
Oh, yeah. I think that I just try to do whatever to try to help out.
I guess it's different for you guys, though, because you both work. Jen's not a homemaker.
No.
So I understand. I guess what should have happened is before you guys got together and before you decided what your roles were, how to talk about it.
16 years ago.
Yeah, but we're a little late for this now.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah, it's not like we wrote up a contract about this. I kind of thought there would be a little more help.
Man, I think we just need help from you, our listeners. Text us 844-649-1051. Where do you go from here? Raymond seems like he's pretty set in his ways of this is how it's been. This is what it's been agreed upon. I'm not changing. And Molly's saying, hey, come on, just once in a while.
Yeah. Run the dishwasher.
No big deal. It'll be amazing. So we'll take your text next, and hopefully guys can help you out, okay?
Thank you.
Curtis says, I think if she wants him to do the dishes, she should get a part-time job. So in my house, we share the responsibilities, but we both work full time. I definitely agree with him. If he's the breadwinner, she should be home taking care of home duties.
She also makes it sound like he is not involved at all with the child care. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I would assume he is. He's helping with homework. He's coaching soccer or whatever. So, we assume.
Yeah.
So not only is he working full time, he's also doing all the outside yard and home duties. And he's also a part-time parent. I feel like she doesn't really have a leg to stand on.
This text says it's not that hard to do the dishes. So if you see them in the sink, just do them.
It's kind of how it is in my
house. Sure, yeah.
It's just if it's there, you do it, no matter who it is.
We like to wait until the dishes are overflowing from the basin onto the counter.
Oh, you do not.
Then we Rochambeau to see who actually has to do the dishes. That's how it's done in my household.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's time to teach Liam how to get the job done.
This text says she's not his lady servant. Did you get that a lot yesterday when we tried to help them out?
Yeah, a lot of them were like, man up and help your wife.
Man up. They are lucky to have one income house. She should do the dishes every day with a smile. Stop taking your awesome situation for granted.
Oh,
that's a really good point. Not many people can survive on one income anymore.
I think that all the time. When I meet people who are one income, I'm like, I can't make
How?
It with two.
No. How yeah. do you do it?
I'm so lost. Justin, let's do the showbiz beat.
The Vampire Circus is back at FearCon with the new performance of Nightmare. If you want to check it out, you can get your tickets at vampirecircus.com. Coming up tonight, we got the American Music Awards, which I pretty much every artist on this radio station will be performing tonight.
Yeah.
Except for one.
Who?
The Imagine Dragons canceled. They have some kind of a family issue.
Really?
And it didn't really say who, like maybe a bandmate or if it was Dan Reynolds or who, but it just said due to a family issue that they had to pull from tonight's performance.
They're
list.
Nominated for a few of the awards also.
Yeah, so
not just performance.
We'll have to see if somebody goes in the place of somebody or what's going on, but I don't know who you're going to. Who are you going to vote for tonight as far as being a favorite performance? I guess tomorrow, though, we can go through the recap and see like who killed it and who was way off. Also, I don't know if you heard this yesterday, John. You were gone. But there was a concert announcement. New Kids on the Block, Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature.
Oh.
Yes!
I'm there.
I know we're going to have tickets for this.
Yes!
But I don't know if you heard about this, but this is going to be the greatest show coming up next spring.
Where's it going to be at? Do we know?
It's going to be at the Vivint.
Oh.
So
you throw in Mr. Big to open that up, and I'm there.
Right?
It's the greatest day ever.
I know. It's going to be exciting. So I was like, you know, there's a lot of moms driving kids to school right now going like, heck yes.
I'm just excited that they dusted off Tiffany and Debbie Gibson.
Yes.
And are bringing them together.
So
I'm going to wear my Doc Martens, my corduroy pants,
Sure.
my flannel shirt.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to rock it.
Yeah. So all the stuff that we grew up with will be coming to town. Kanye West is expected to visit the White House on Thursday to visit with Donald Trump to talk about criminal justice.
Sure.
I ask you guys this. If you're the White House, do you be like, just let him do this because then he'll stop pestering us. You know what I mean? It's there's no reason for this. But if you're the White House, do you go, it's like, man, let's just get him here Thursday. We'll talk to him, and then he'll be on his way, and maybe then he'll stop calling.
Make him feel important.
Make him feel important.
The coach, we have some friends who just text saying, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about that concert announcement. I have to go to that show.
Yeah, it came yesterday. Yeah. We got the details, and so I'm excited about the whole thing. Did you know Jimmy Fallon was not actually about to get the Tonight Show?
Really?
It wasn't going to happen. He was like the fourth in line. But the whole thing was because he worked on Saturday Night Live and Lorne Michaels talked NBC into giving him a shot.
I wonder who was ahead of him because they were getting rid of Conan O'Brien.
Uh-huh. And so they kept bringing him to the table and they're like, no, the dude that makes the bad movies, why would we want that guy?
It's true. Fever Pitch.
And I'm like, I forgot that he even made bad movies.
Taxi.
You don't even think of him in that way.
Oh, bad movies.
Bad movies.
But he's pretty good at what he does now.
I like what he does.
Yeah, so do I. All right, guys, that's the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Justin. All right, full strength today. Myself, John, Justin, Jackson, we are all here, and we all want to get our story read on air. Who won yesterday between the two of you?
I don't remember.
No,
you don't remember?
No.
Without me hearing, just talking smack after the show's over, you guys, you don't think about it again.
No.
Really?
The win really the means the most to you.
Yeah.
We just, you know, we keep participating because you're enjoying yourself so much.
Yeah. What'd you guys do yesterday? I don't really remember. I didn't pay that close attention.
All right, pick the story that you want to hear. And our way of saying thank you for being a part of Choose the News, we will put you into a drawing for two tickets to see psychic John Edward. This Thursday at the Marriott downtown. So, Justin, what's your story?
Finally, Christmas potato chips.
Jackson.
The monkey on the bus goes, ah, ah, ah! I told you I had a killer tease today.
How many times could you actually do that?
I could do it all morning if you'd like me
no,
to.
No, we're good.
Okay.
I got the sexiest new Halloween trend is something I'm not sure I'm willing to try. Aspen is like, I'm all about Halloween. I need to know. Going for me. Thank you. Jackson's monkey scared me. I got to go with Justin's story.
It's scary monkey.
Let it go.
Evil monkey.
I'm a chip addict. Got to have some Christmas chips. Justin in the house.
Christmas chips. They sound gross.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
It's Wacy. How are you guys this morning?
Wacy. Hey. Good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, just waiting for work to open.
All right. Well, cool. Then you're hanging out with us, choosing the news. What do you want to hear?
I have to go with Jackson this morning.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, and by the way, your comment about not putting Jackson's name on the show, that was really low.
This is what I deal with every day, Wacy. I deal with this character. These two jokers.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you, Wacy.
We got your info. We'll put you in the drawing for the John Edward tickets.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Angie from Texas right now wants to know about the sexy Halloween trend. Thanks, Angie.
All right, you little Texan.
Morning, guys. You're awesome. First time voting. I'm going with John today. First time in making a good choice. Someone who just gets it right there. Jessica and Michael says Christmas chips. Yuck. My son still wants to hear about it, though. I'm voting for Jackson. I have to tell you, the votes right now
are they everywhere?
Yeah, pretty they tired. Really are. Sexy plus Halloween, you have our two votes. Don't let us down. That's from Troy. Well, the winner with 37% of the votes, fresh off of a day off, John!
Yay!
Yeah!
Woo!
Go,
woo,
buddy! Woo, good woo. Job!
Yeah!
Proud of you, man.
So, how does it feel? Does it feel good?
No, you guys mock when I win so much.
Killed it.
All right, so over the years, they've done different things over Halloween. You've had, like, the naughty scientists.
Sure.
The sexy squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Really?
This year, there's a sexy squirrel was around, yeah. There's a not-safe-for-work social media trend that's happening.
Okay.
Where people are painting their bare butts to look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, glitter butt.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's a trend now for Halloween. You can't really paint it yourself. You got to hire someone else to paint, I would assume.
You just cover your bum in Elmer's glue. You sit down in some orange glitter.
Okay, no. Yes. Yeah. Go on.
Anyway, I just feel like this is crazy. This is new for you.
Oh, and then you're supposed to wear the pants with the cutout so you have a pumpkin butt as you walk around work or the party that you're going to through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've looked online. They're much more than just sitting in glitter. I mean, people have really spent some time on these paintings.
Yeah, they have.
There's some interesting designs. I think that one's Jack Skeleton from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, you got photos over there, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm going to look.
Well, I have it because I don't have the filter on mine, so I can look at these kind of pictures. So my question to the two of you, are we doing a... We're going to do the butt jack-o'-lantern for Halloween this
year? Let's do it as a show.
Why not?
We'll paint each other?
Who wore
sure.
best?
We'll do it live on Instagram?
Yeah, we'll see who has the best paint job.
Who wore it best?
Right.
Who wore it best?
We'll do that. We'll put a poll up and everybody can vote.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, Justin and Jackson's story going up online at Mix 105.1 Utah. We also tell all the stories in our podcast each and every day.
Hey, it's Jackson. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to our podcast. But I just wanted to pop in real quick and say that if you missed our full interview with Andrea Perrin, she is the little girl that the movie The Conjuring is based off of. First of all, it was incredible. But second of all, the full edit is in yesterday's episode of the podcast. It's called Paranormal Experiences, and it was published yesterday. So go listen to that. But right now I'm going to play you the edited version that we played over the air. If you want to hear the full thing, check out yesterday's podcast. And stay safe and always believe in yourself. Wanted to end it on a positive note.
Andrew, there is a movie based off of you and your family.
Yes. The film was released in July of 2013. It's called The Conjuring. I think I know six people in the whole country that haven't seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, like, it probably is one of the most successful, popular horror flicks out there.
It's one of my favorites.
And it's based off of your life.
Yes. About 5% of it is true.
Okay.
The rest of it was conjured in the minds of two lovely screenwriters who had my permission to use elements of our story directly from my books. I wrote three books, a trilogy called House of Darkness, House of Light. The fear-based carbon units at Warner Brothers sent the script back 7 times and said, take this out, take that out, take that out. We can't make a movie where people will not even stay till the end to watch it.
Because it was so scary the first time.
So they toned it so far down that it's virtually unrecognizable to our story.
Really?
The names are the same. That's it.
Yeah. So for those who maybe have not seen The Conjuring before, or maybe it's been a few years, your parents bought a house.
Yes. In 1970, 8 generations of one extended family lived and died in that house prior to our arrival, and I would say at least a dozen of them either never left or visited so regularly that they became peripheral members of our family. And there was really only one spirit in the house that she loathed my mother, and she had a thing for my dad, and she coveted us, the 5 children. And she wanted my mother out of that house or dead. She didn't care which. And it was a really difficult time watching my mother deteriorate and the attacks that she went through. You know, that was one thing about the impression that The Conjuring leaves is that my mother was under siege. And that is a correct impression.
In studio, Andrea Perrin. Who is she? Well, you know the movie The Conjuring? It's based off of Andrea's family. What was it like when you first moved into the house?
It was interesting because we visited the farmhouse at least five or six times before we actually owned it.
Okay.
And got to know what was at that time the current owner, Mr. Kenyon, and fell madly in love with him as he did with our family. We got there and Dad threw open the back of the van and he handed, I was a big girl even at 12, you know, I was strong like bull. And so he hands me this enormous box that says kitchen across the front. Well, my mother had taken my baby sister April into the house and she was in the kitchen waiting to receive boxes. And so I went, it was so cold, I went into the closest door, which was the front door to the parlor. And then I took a hard right into the dining room and Mr. Kenyon was packing up the last of his belongings. And I said, good morning, Mr. Kenyon. I was a well-raised, polite child. And then I saw another man standing in the corner and I said, good morning, sir. And he did not respond to me at all. He looked right through me like I was invisible and he was completely focused on Mr. Kenyon. And it didn't even occur to me that he was dead. He looked absolutely solid to me. And so he didn't respond, but I just walked past him with the box and took it to my mom. And I was like, Mom, who's that man with Mr. Kenyon in the dining room? And she said, oh, honey, there's nobody with him. His son's on the way. He's not here yet. And I was like, but. And then my sister Christine walked in, and she's like, Mom, who's that man with Mr. Kenyon? He's dressed funny. Well, he was dressed with handmade clothes from the 1800s. We didn't know him yet. We found out who he was later. Then my sister Nancy walks in with her box and she leans over to Cindy and she says, did you see that man with Mr. Kenyon? I did, but he just disappeared right in front of my eyes.
Oh.
Interestingly, he vanished, but he came back about an hour later and all of us were standing in the dining room and it was when my father, realizing that Mr. Kenyon was so sad about leaving the house, this full body apparition manifests again right in the exact same place that it was before. Whoa. And all of us in the room saw him, except my father and Mr. Kenyon. They didn't see him.
So Mr. Kenyon never saw the...
Well, that's interesting that you should ask that, because that day, later on, he came to my dad and he said, Roger, take a walk with me. And he leans over and he takes my father's arm and he says, Roger, for the sake of your family, leave the lights on at night.
In studio, if you have seen the movie The Conjuring, one of the biggest horror flicks ever, the movie is actually based on the Perrin family, and Andrea Perrin is here in studio. She is the daughter in the movie. Your father in the house, I read somewhere that he would not go down in the basement?
He didn't really like to go into the cellar. None of us did.
Yeah.
Because the spirit that was haunting and taunting my mother, she really had a thing for him. And every time he would go down into the cellar to fix some of the old rickety, beat up, like from the turn of the century mechanics that he had running the house, she would touch him. She would run her fingernails along the back of his neck and then down his spine.
Is it true that your mom actually, or was it your dad, kicked the Warrens out? If you don't remember, in the movie The Conjuring, the Warrens are the paranormal experts who show up at the house.
Well, first he punched Ed out.
Okay.
That he didn't make The Conjuring.
Yeah, that
I don't
wasn't part
even
of the
know how they didn't make that. That was not in the Warren files.
Wow.
And of course, you know, The Conjuring was based on, the whole series is based on the case files of Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Is it true that you were part of, or you were witnessing the seance that was going on?
Oh, that was the worst. That was the worst night of my life. That was the worst experience of my life. And I thank God every day that my mother has no memory of it.
Really?
In August of 1974, on their fifth or sixth, and what turned out to be their final visit, nothing that happened in that house should have happened in that house that night. Certainly not with four of the five children in the house. So they showed up at the house, and they showed up with an entourage.
They being the Warren family, who the Conjuring movie is based off of. In studio, Andrea Perrin, who actually, she is the young girl that is portrayed in The Conjuring.
the medium, she made a critical error in judgment that night. And what she did was she conjured the spirits and threw open wide the doors to the netherworld in a supremely haunted house. Well, when she did that, something not of this world came through. And my mother, being the one that was oppressed in the house and really the weakest link at the table that night, it infiltrated my mother. And it went into her, and all of a sudden she started growling like an animal and writhing in pain and screaming. And then she started talking in a language that does not exist on this planet. And her body drew up into a ball to the extent that you would expect to hear bones breaking. And then the 30-pound captain's chair made of solid rock maple that she was sitting in levitated off the floor. Now, this is after the table that was 300 pounds had lifted off the floor and then came back down onto it as if the hand of God itself had slammed a fist into the middle. There are still 4 indentations in that floor to this day.
Really?
From where that table hit. But then that's when her chair began to lift and the priest jumped away from the table. He went over into the corner, turned as white as that building and just started to tremble from head to toe. And I had a bird's eye view. I had a crack in a door that wide, but I could see everything that was happening. Meanwhile, my sister Cindy, who's like getting ready to pass out, she's so scared. I'm trying to hold her body up with my arms and still see what's happening. And my mother was levitated in that chair a good 2 feet off the ground. And in a fraction of a second, she was thrown from the middle of our dining room into the middle of our parlor. And everyone present in that house, no matter what floor of that house, heard her skull hit the floor that night.
Oh.
And everyone there thought we had just watched her die.
Oh, my God.
And then Ed made a really big mistake and tried to stop my father from running to my mother and grabbed his arm. And my father turned around and cold cocked a man twice his size and took him to the floor, broke his nose. But the thing that happened while that was happening on the first floor of the house, the cinematographers had taken their big, huge state-of-the-art cameras and massive tripods and had set everything up in the cellar of the house. Because the cellar was so active, they figured if they're going to do a seance upstairs, they might pick something up. Well, they went down. Lorraine told them to go get their equipment, that they were leaving. And those two full-grown men came upstairs sobbing. Their cameras were in thousands of pieces all over the cellar floor. There was nothing to salvage. They went out the kitchen door
and
put themselves in the van and never came back.
Wow.
That was Andrea Perrin. She spent 10 years in the house that The Conjuring is based off of. Her book series about her experience, House of Darkness, House of Light, is available on Amazon if you're interested. Again, catch our full interview in the podcast we posted yesterday. It's called a special episode, Paranormal Experiences.
I was off yesterday, so I don't know if you guys talked about general conference at all.
No, we didn't. We didn't really touch on that much.
There's one thing I just wanted to bring up on it, and it's the social media fast, which was also actually talked about in the last general conference as well. But it was President Nielsen saying, hey, 10 days, social media free.
Which I think is fantastic.
Which, yeah, I believe the message itself, I'm all for it. Like,
yeah, he didn't say like, hey, can you go 6 months? He's like, he's just asking for 10 days.
And I think it's good for all of us to get off the wheel. Jackson does not. Jackson loves to be on the wheel and loves social media.
I like it. I like where I'm at.
I think it's fine to step away from time to time. What I'm shocked about, though, is how many people decided to go on social media to tell us that they were doing a social media fast.
That's so funny.
Like my news feed Sunday into Monday was just a bunch of people going like, peace out, social media, or I'm taking a social media fast. It's like, you know, you could just walk away.
Everyone has to stand up on the on the soapbox.
Yes.
Hello, world. I am leaving social media for 10 days.
Goodbye, social media. I know you'll miss me.
We probably wouldn't have missed you anyway. Because we
would have
been
known.
Like, really? Have we not heard from John for 10 days?
Right.
Listen, I know you two are haters.
Sorry, dude. I didn't realize you were gone.
But this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I will say that it's like going on a diet. The Sunday before you start your diet, you're going to eat like garbage.
Oh, yeah. It's always Monday morning. You're going to kick it off. We're doing this tomorrow morning.
You're eating chimichangas made out of Snickers, okay?
Right.
Like, it's crazy. And then the next day, you get to start your fast.
Yeah, but if I'm joining AA, I'm not walking into the bar the night before going like, I'm leaving all you suckers.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'm going to AA.
You're not?
Walking
no.
out.
No. I go to the bar to celebrate that I'm starting AA. Obviously.
So I'm going on a social media fast, long story no, short. I just wanted, I'll be on Tinder or on Instagram in a second.
Or Tinder. Whatever you want.
Can I announce that on Tinder?
Yeah, do it. You do you, John. You do you.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah. Yeah, because we didn't have one yesterday.
I know your day was not complete without
it. Yep.
The two most visited homes in America are the White House and Graceland.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Up House, huh?
The Up House. What was it, in Harriman?
Yeah.
No, that was number three okay. on the list.
They're real weird about you showing up there now, though.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Don't mess with those people.
Hey, it's John. I feel like I need to mention to you that as we record the podcast, our mics are on in the studio, even though we're not on air. So sometimes you'll hear random conversations that are going on between us. So it's not on air. It's just us, you know, talking while the music's playing. Like this.
Really muscly dudes have the itchiest bellies because they're always pulling their shirt out.
Tell you guys, if I ever get a six pack like that, we're gonna be doing the show, and I'm
just gonna be
like,
scratching. Oh.
Sometimes I'll be just like lathering myself up.
Yeah,
I'll
just do it shirtless.
Yeah, you're like, John, just for once.
That's 100 today, guys. I'm not wearing a shirt.
Right. Andrea Perrin, the daughter of the in the family, was in studio this morning talking about her real-life ghost stories, including a seance involving her mom, where her mom got thrown across the room.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story.
It's up on our podcast, and I'm telling you, download it and listen to it. You want to ooh us?
Ooh. Now a monkey.
Now a monkey as a ghost. I can take it out of the voice track, man. I will export it to you. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. No.
Hey.
Nope.
Buddy.
Nope.
Daddy.
Coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. A coodle-doodle-doo. That's my favorite one. A coodle-doodle-doo. Cha-chi-cha.
Cha-chi-cha.
Has anyone in this family seen a chicken?
If you want this, just be caller 10 right now.
Yeah, call us at 844-649-1051.
That's 844-MIX-1051. We do the same thing every day, John.
I was off yesterday.
You mentioned what we're giving away. Justin gives out the phone number once. I give it out a second time. We do it the same way every day.
Did you just come up with this yesterday when I took the day off?
Yes, we did. We came up with this plan. This is what we're going to do. And you need to get on board with how
Let
Jackson
me ask
and I
you
are
this,
giving
though.
Out the phone number.
Do we at least keep Jackson's name off the show? Are we doing that? So we are doing that much.
Yes, okay. We're going to keep doing that.
Okay, good.
Just because at this point, why bother putting it on?
All right, podcast friends, this is for you, our stuff that is not on air, and we always like to start with the choose a news story. So who wants to go?
I got mine.
All right.
So just in time for Christmas, there is a company in the UK that has started selling Christmas-flavored potato chips. Now, what are they? They're Christmas tree flavored potato
chips.
Yeah, they've got a ingredient with it. It's called a pine salt on these. So it has kind of a woody flavor to the whole thing. So it's pine and wood flavored potato chips.
Who has ever asked for that as a flavor?
Apparently, people in the UK, because there's a demand for it. They made them.
John, don't you even come at Justin like that.
What?
You drink gin like it's going out of style.
What? There you go. That's pretty much like drinking a Christmas tree.
And that's just eating gin.
Gin is not like a pine tree.
Yes, it is. That's absolutely. It's so piney.
Yep.
It's not piney.
Yes, it is.
It's more juniper.
Maybe you're not drinking gin. Maybe you just think you are.
Right?
That could be what it is. It's turpentine.
Yeah, exactly.
What's yours, Jackson?
A public bus driver in India has been suspended after he. Do you remember when you were a kid? Your dad would sit you in his lap and you got to.
Yeah.
Drive the car. You're not allowed to do that anymore, by the way. The cops are real weird about it.
Well, they don't like that?
Weird.
But back in my day, kids drove cars all the time. Well, this driver let a monkey sit on his lap and steer the bus.
Why not?
That's fantastic.
A passenger videotaped the driver cruising along with the monkey on the dashboard on his lap. The monkey belonged to another passenger that was on the bus. He was just along for the ride. The driver was suspended, but he will most likely be fired.
And usually I like to side with the employee, but on this one, I'm going to side with
Matt. I side with the monkey. He had total control with his knee the whole time.
That's right. There's a monkey.
Monkeys, though, it depends on what kind of monkey, because monkeys are mean.
Right.
They're scary. They're violent.
All of a sudden, he's after the driver's face.
Yeah.
That. Did you hear that Google is killing off its Google Plus social network?
Oh, is it? Which, I didn't know that was still around, actually.
Right. Yeah. 7 years, actually, is how long Google Plus has been around. And so if you have any important stuff on there, you have about a year to download it, and then they're going to get rid of it. I don't know anyone who's ever said to me, though, hey, I'm on Google Plus.
Add me on Google Plus.
Yeah. There's a few of those that didn't work. Google Plus. Another one, Google Glasses.
Yeah.
Remember when that was a thing, kind of?
Well, I think there were too many companies that tried to get into hardware and hadn't done it well.
It's terrible.
And also, like, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Google, you're great at being a search engine and an ad machine.
Yeah.
Stay with it, man.
How about this story? A 31-year-old guy in Kentucky, his name is Alex, and on Saturday night, he burned down his own house.
Why?
Oh, why? How?
I was going to ask you, why do you think he burnt down his own house?
He was trying to prove a point. He was mad at somebody. Like, I'll burn this place down.
He's like, yeah, keep it up and I'll burn it down.
Yeah, and he had to follow through.
Jackson?
Ghost raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kentucky, just full of raccoons. But where do you think those spirits go when they die? They haunt a house is what happens. He just had like 50 ghost raccoons keeping him up all hours of the night.
Ghost raccoons close, but not the right answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He told the cops he was trying to, quote, get rid of memories.
No.
We're not sure what those memories were, but apparently it was his family's old house, and he decided to torch it.
That memory's there.
All those raccoons he killed.
Yeah, the amount of dead raccoons they found afterwards
was shocking.
It'll haunt your
dreams. Well, you've heard, you know, people do burnings of like their exes and things like that. They throw the stuff in the fire. It's just a larger scale.
That's all it was.
Yeah,
I've thought before, if my house burned down, as long as my dogs were outside and my cat was outside, if the house burned down, what a kind of a blessing in disguise. Because I don't have anything of value in there.
So it'll be okay.
I just start arson fresh. If you burn down your own house?
Yes, it's still arson.
Why? It's my house. Arson. I can do whatever I want with it.
No, you can't. That's
you
not
actually
true.
Can't. That's not the truth at
no.
all.
No.
I own this. I'm going to burn it down.
I can see Justin out there, a cigar, like a welder's mask.
Yes.
It's like, hey, boy, the fire department shows up. Hey, boys, I'm making marks.
Right.
Just burning down my house. You can't arrest me because it's my house.
Hey,
it's my house.
I own this. I pay for this, and I'm burning it, all right?
Bless your heart, Justin.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. A brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.